Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you, the Spirit intercedes for you as well. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another day to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us, coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights, the weeks, the weekends. He is always looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten Son who died for the world since he rose up 3 days later. There's plenty of things the Most High God's done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us. Because his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures forever. Amen. So always keep him first. Always worship him, thank him, praise him, call on him, sing a song to him, hearken to his word, hearken to his voice. Dedicate everything to him. Stay obedient and trust him in everything you got going on in your life or seven more. Most definitely. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other, lift each other up, support each other. All those great, awesome, amazing things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us all be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations on ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowship, and the services. Much love to the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, and the future martyrs, the brave, bold, isolated, courageous believers who are going through it for the gospel, who are being persecuted for the faith, who are going through many tribulations and hardships for his name's sake, for the gospel's sake, for the kingdom's sake. Stay strong, steadfast, firm, and encouraged. Just know that brothers and sisters of the faith support you, and we know that the Messiah is always with us forever to the end of age. Amen. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the grafted branches of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, countries, all ends of the earth, everywhere. Much love to all the brand new converts out there, all the brand new creatures of Christ, the born again believers, the Holy Spirit filled believers, the godly, renewed, transformed believers of all walks of life, all countries, all regions, all ends of the earth, everywhere. Anybody who's reading the Bible, God bless you. Anybody who just repented, God bless you as well. Anybody who just got baptized, God bless you too. Anybody who's having dreams, encounters, visions, testimonies, experiences, and moments with the Most High God, God bless you as well. If you did not repent and get baptized, go repent and get baptized ASAP immediately. Shalom, family. Greetings to all of you. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, all countries, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains, the insects, let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High God. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound, crowd to him, dance, express yourself, play an instrument. Do what you need to do for the Most High God. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship him in spirit of truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till the Son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night, a twinkling of an eye. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Let us be alert, sober, vigilant, watchful, prayed up, washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water through the word. Let's keep our lamp with oils. Let's stand our purpose of calling for the Most High God. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. Let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High God has told us personally, according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situations, our gifts, our talents, circumstances, handle it most definitely. Stay on fire for the Lord. Keep it all together for the Most High God. Fear God and keep the commandments. Make sure you know the Most High God personally and obey the gospel of the Messiah. Be a doer of the word and work out your own salvation with trembling and fear. Keep the faith, keep the word of God, keep the testimony of the Messiah, keep the law, statutes, commandments, decrees, precepts, ordinances, covenants, judgments, charges, observances, statutes, promises, covenants, blessings, memorials, testimonies, everything. Get a Bible, get a 5-subject notebook, get a pack of 24 pens, and write a whole copy of the Torah from Genesis all the way through Deuteronomy, by the jot, by the tittle, by the line, by the precept. Keep the law in your mind, keep the law in your heart, keep the law in your mind and the inward parts, keep the law in your heart. Embrace the new covenant and press forward in your journey, people forevermore, most definitely. Repent and get baptized. Repent and believe in the gospel. Repent and believe in the Messiah. Repent and believe in the one who sent the Messiah. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Keep the law and testimony of God in your life. Always have your people give your life to the Messiah. Follow the way, truth, and life every single day forever, the way everlasting. Your sins are forgiven. You are forgiven. Sin no more. And today's message, what I love to do is go to today's day devotional in the email. And then from there, I will close out with the prayer. I will close out with the priestly blessing. And I will close out, give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. And praise his only begotten Son who died for the world, since he rose up 3 days later. Amen. We touch and agree. So here we go. All right. Your nightly prayer is on Psalm 131, verse 1. It starts off with a different scripture. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Devotion based on Hebrews 12. Faith's focus determines faith's strength. Looking unto means focused attention away from everything else. Jesus authored faith story and will complete it. First word and final punctuation. For the joy reveals motivation, not duty, but delight and redemption's result. He despised shame, considered it nothing compared to saving you. Now seated in victory, he remains faith's object. Don't just glance at Jesus, gaze at him. Faith's author won't leave his story unfinished. Acts reflection, adoration, Lord Jesus, you wrote faith's beginning and guarantee its ending. You endured all for joy of saving us. Thank you, God, for the faith completer. Confession, I confess looking everywhere but to you at times for faith strength. Forgive me for that. Thanksgiving, thank you for authoring and finishing my faith. Supplication, keep my eyes fixed on you today and forevermore, faith's pioneer forever. Prayer with the scripture. Scripture, O Lord, my heart isn't arrogant, nor my eyes lofty, nor do I concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. Psalm 131, verse 1. Prayer, dear Lord, my heart is humbled before you. I want the meditations of my heart to be on your greatness instead of my own. My mind can restlessly race with thoughts too lofty for me sometimes. So I pray that you would ground me tonight and forever, Lord. Guard me against pride and anchor me in humility. Like a child content in his mother's arms, I want to be comforted in your presence. Cradle me in grace and nurse me with your word. Quiet my soul, establish my hope in you. When the world rages and nations descend into darkness, uphold me with your righteous right hand. I sleep soundly tonight, shelter in your embrace forever. In Jesus' name, amen. We touch and agree. Pray for your community. And just prayers for people to have reconciliation with their family members and people get along better and everything like that, you know. Let us be more better with forgiveness and let us not hold grudges, okay, people? Let's continue further with the daily prayer on Acts chapter 7, verse 59. Starts off with a quote, God's purpose prevails even when faced with new enemies. Quote, scripture of the day, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Acts chapter 7, verse 59. Prayer, my God, in the same way Stephen displayed an unwavering commitment to his convictions, unlock this level of conviction in my life. In the face of authorities with the power to execute, Stephen remained strong as he stood and expressed what he knew to be true, both about Jesus and the religious leaders' stubborn hearts. In the same way, allow my life to resemble the same spirit and strength that Stephen possessed. May my life prove that I have the presence of God in it. May my life prove that I base my commitment on a biblical foundation. Allow me to spot out and see the error of past thinking and old ways of being. Allow my life to stay steadfast as I keep my eyes on you, Jesus. For I declare that commitment moves past the mind and emotions and goes straight to the will. Thank you for my commitment that brings my mind and emotions to alignment to achieve my purpose at all costs. Like Stephen, I will look up to the heavens to gain my strength and encouragement in Jesus' name. Amen. We touch and agree. Bible in a year, a new enemy. Have you ever faced opposition for standing up for your beliefs? The story of Stephen, the first martyr, is a powerful testament to the strength and resilience of unwavering faith. As the early believers' community grew, Stephen was chosen to help meet the needs of the believers. His dedication to preaching the gospel in the synagogues angered the Pharisees, leading to his arrest and trial before the Sanhedrin. What does Stephen's story teach us about courage and forgiveness? Even as he faced a brutal death, Stephen looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God. Through the spirit, action, gratitude, go on a 10-minute walk and thank God for what you see. Most definitely, people.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his counsels upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name in the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah barakatha. Prayers are for all peoples, all demographics, everybody all over the world. Most definitely. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, y'all. Most definitely. The name above all names. Hallelujah. Praise him. Yes. The last Adam, the second Adam. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The advocate. Hallelujah. Praise him. The Almighty. The Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession. The arm of the Lord. The atoning sacrifice for our sins. The abundant life. The author, finisher of our faith. The author, perfecter of our faith. Yes. The author of life. The author of the Lamb's book of life. The author of salvation. The beginning and the end. The beginning of creation of God. The beloved Son. The blessed and only potentate. The blessed and only ruler. The blessed and only sovereign. The branch, the bread of God. Bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father. Faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, the firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of Israel, the hope of his people, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Yehovah, Yah, Yahusha, Yahawashai, Yahusha HaMashiach, Yeshua HaMashiach, Yahawashai, Yahuwah Elohim, Adonai, Abba, Yahweh Bashem. Yes, praise the Lord, most definitely. Yes, the Yah, Jah, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nasai, Jehovah Rapha, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge King Eternal. He is the King of Israel. Amen. He's the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the Son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna in the highest. Peace from heaven to the King. King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the everlasting King, the King with multiple crowns, the King of heaven, the King of Zion, very beautiful King, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world, the Lamb without spot, without blemish, the King of Zion, yes, the last Adam, the second Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life, the lie of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is my portion, the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the Lord of the Sabbath, the Lord of the harvest, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God, our Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrected or life giver, the abundant life. He came to give you life and give it more abundantly. The revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example. The rock, the root of David, the rock of Israel, the rose of Sharon, the rule of God's creation. The rule of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls. The shepherd and bishop of souls, the same yesterday, today, forever. The stone of Israel, the sustained, the sufficient one, the Shiloh, the descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Son of Abraham, son of David, son of God, son of man, son of the blessed,
Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, Son of Joseph, the Son of Mary, the consecrated Son, the holy thing, the tabernacle, the sanctuary, the temple, the one sacrifice, the teacher, the rabbi, the rabbini, the sustained, the sufficient one, most definitely the manna from heaven, the bread from heaven, the star out of Jacob, the suffering symbol, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He's the truth, amen. He's the way, hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word made flesh, the word of Jehovah, the word of Yah, hallelujah, praise most definitely, the way everlasting. We know that his word is purifying, silver, fine, and furnace of clay, seven times David said in the Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and false, the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his words are double-edged swords, the book of Hebrews says. Let me touch and agree, the Messiah is the high priest of the order of Melchizedek. He is a sinless high priest, the everlasting king. He is the way everlasting, forever, most definitely. Stay strong out there, people. Stay positive. Keep moving forward, okay? A lot going on in the world, a lot going on in your life, but stay strong, people. Keep God first forever. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.